Matthew chapter 3. Now in those days John the Baptist appeared, preaching in the wilderness of Judea, and saying, Repent, for the kingdom of the heavens has drawn near. For this is he who was spoken of through Isaiah the prophet, saying, A voice of one crying in the wilderness, Prepare the way of the Lord, make straight his paths. Now this John had his garment of camel's hair and a leather girdle around his loins, and his food was locusts and wild honey. At that time Jerusalem and all Judea and all the surrounding region of the Jordan went out to him, and they were baptized by him in the Jordan River as they confessed their sins. But when he saw many of the Pharisees and Sadducees coming to his baptism, he said to them, Offspring of vipers, who prompted you to flee from the coming wrath? Produce then fruit worthy of your repentance. And do not presume to say within yourselves, We have Abraham as our father, for I tell you that God is able, out of these stones, to raise up children to Abraham. And already the axe is laid at the root of the trees. Every tree, therefore, that does not produce good fruit is cut down and cast into the fire. I baptize you in water unto repentance, but he who is coming after me is stronger than I, whose sandals I am not worthy to carry. He himself will baptize you in the Holy Spirit and fire, whose winnowing fan is in his hand. And he will thoroughly cleanse his threshing floor and will gather his wheat into his barn, but the chaff he will burn up with unquenchable fire. Then Jesus came from Galilee to the Jordan to John to be baptized by him. But John tried to prevent him, saying, It is I who have need of being baptized by you, and you come to me? But Jesus answered and said to him, Permit it for now, for it is fitting for us in this way to fulfill all righteousness. Then he permitted him. And having been baptized, Jesus went up immediately from the water. And behold, the heavens were opened to him, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and coming upon him. And behold, a voice out of the heavens saying, This is my Son, the Beloved, in whom I have found my delight.